Father God, just thank you for this day. Thank you for this week. Pray that you're with us in our decisions. Pray that you guide us and direct us. And I pray that we're sensitive to you and your will. Just again, thank you for all the blessings you've given us in this county. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't believe we have any public comments, so I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Tuesday, September 6, 2016, 9:02 a.m. Do we have any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 442041 through 442093, warrant 6583 through 6586, one transfer and one journal entry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes from August
29th.
22nd? No, that's the next one.
Wait a minute.
22nd's on the agenda.
Well, I've got the 29th here.
It's the 22nd on this agenda, but then there was a mistake, and we had...
I have that here. I have to approve corrections of previous approved minutes from June 20th and July 5th. And I have those here.
Let me see the...
Do you have the 22nd there, Mike?
I have the 22nd also.
Yeah, where's the 29th?
Oh, at the 29th, right there. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have the 22nd.
Let's approve those corrections and then leave the
agenda
other two
says
alone.
22nd. Agenda should say 29.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I move to approve the corrections to previously approved minutes on June 20th, 2016 and July 5th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the minutes for the public was the corrections were. Let's see. I just needed you to remember them on top of your head.
Right.
I have them highlighted in the page.
She's got
there.
Them highlighted over here.
So it was highlighted.
That's Gene.
Like it left off, it says motion passed by vote. Schofield aye, Strahan aye, and left off Commissioner Williams aye. So, and then there was one with the.
It should be on the highlighted in yellow.
On the actual name, even though the W-9 showed a different. I mean, it's nothing major, so.
Here's July 5th. We just got the check number wrong.
Yeah. You said it correct. We went back and listened to audio. I think Ms. Neely went back and listened to audio.
My staff did.
Okay. To verify. So, anyways.
All right.
That's what those corrections.
Now, are we back on this 29th?
No, we can't listen.
All right. So that one.
Just apply that to next week.
Yeah, it was just agendized wrong.
And if we can remind that down with a note to.
I wrote it down.
Tell the girls. Yeah.
Tabled, agendized wrong. EPM Savings Summary Update.
Jim.
Just weigh in on Rick.
Yeah, how you doing?
Before, I shook these other guys' hands when I first got here. I'll be very brief. This is your fourth-year savings analysis.
Eric, go ahead and get you a seat there and just go ahead and announce your name.
Sorry.
That's fine. I don't think we're broadcasting out this morning, but that's the procedure we usually take. So,
Rick Nicholson from EPM. I work at the office in Fulton, Missouri. We manufacture our EPM. It's a control system. The main reason we got in there was to solve comfort problems and to do some savings analysis, some savings at the Justice Center. There's a lot of detail in this stuff I got. You guys can study that when you're ready. The bottom line is we do a kilobtu per square foot per year study. We take a year's worth of utility bills. We convert that to therms, BTUs, divide it by the square footage of the building to check the efficiency of a building. We didn't have a lot of track record with jails. 24/7 operation, not sure how we would do. We did a couple. We got about five customers now. The original kilobtus per square foot per year was 86. That was before EPM. The first savings year, we got it down to 61. Currently, it's at 58.58 kilobtus per square foot per year. There's some degree day corrections in there, and those do not amount to much. But the system seems to be getting better as it goes, and we attribute that to your maintenance staff better addressing problems, knowing how to work stuff, and it's down to 58. So that's a good thing. The original cost of the system was $413,000. The first year energy savings was projected at $51,000. It was actually $85,000 on just energy savings. Voltage protection and mechanical protection was $39,000. The mechanical protection is surge protection. It doesn't allow motors to run in brownouts, et cetera, et cetera. So we're saving the life of some of the equipment. We amortize that over 20 years with the expectation of saving every electric motor one time in 20 years. So that's where that $39,000 comes in. It adds in together. At this point, the savings realized is $517,000, 38-month payback. Internal rate of return, 29.30. Now, maintenance cost since the original installation is $430. Your warranty for parts is a 5-year warranty, and it's going to be up pretty quick. So the maintenance staff has a care package. They basically got a bushel of spare parts. I'm going to see Renee here in a minute. We're going to make sure she knows she needs to make sure all those parts that have been used and replaced, we send them to Fulton. We send them new ones back or repaired ones back. So we're proud to have you guys as a customer. The results are really good. They're stellar. We use you as a reference frequently. And if you guys know of anything that we're not doing right, I need to know that too. You got my card. I'm the first line of defense. But we're pretty proud of where we're at with this building and the results that we've got so far. One of these days, we want to look at this building. And that's when you guys are ready. Originally, we didn't know what kind of savings would be here either. It's a matter of doing that kilobtu per square foot study and just see how you're doing. As an example, a high school at this latitude ought to be in the 50s, 50 kilobtus per square foot per year. An elementary would be in the 40s. A church that just does Wednesday, Sunday, they're going to be in the 20s. So we can look at this building the same way, study the utility bills, and just see where you're at whenever you're ready.
I'd hate to see how much energy loss is through the windows and through the just because of the age of the building.
Yep. One of the most efficient things you can do is shut stuff off. It sounds goofy, but the other thing is if you've got heat running, cool running at the same time, that confliction is another place where we find lots of savings. That heat goes up, the cool goes down. If windows, if you need windows, you need them. But one of the first lines of defense is to shut some stuff off. That's all I got.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right.
Good to see you guys. Day. Thank you.
Salt use agreement.
You should have it up there, Mike. That's the same salt use agreement we've done with MoDOT in the past couple of years. It's just a renewal that expired this year.
I have a letter here from Frank Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed salt use agreement with the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and approve it to form.
Move to approve salt use agreement by between Taney County and Missouri, I guess just MoDOT. Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
That worked out fine last year. We didn't have any shortage or anything, right?
No, we didn't have too much winter, but right. That was good.
Everything in the salt fields or the salt sheds all full right now, and
we've got to get one moved and rebuilt and then restocked. And we're going to start on that just for too long.
Acacia Club Road realignment.
I believe that's a letter that I need to present to you gentlemen before you get in as part of the road realignment and road vacate. I need to provide that per statute.
It's a document.
And I think that's a letter from supposedly the road engineer needs to provide the commission with a letter of the proposed road and costs and different things. So per statute, according to Frank, and I've had him review it also.
Who's doing that for us on the engineering?
They're actually School of the Ozarks providing the engineering with SSE. They're engineered on that.
Right.
So,
I didn't know whether there was two different ones, one representing the county and one representing the school or not. But
this is part of the statute of what Frank has told me, that when we get ready to get the road finished, move everything as per the road they take. This is a one thing that needs to be provided to you guys.
Move to accept a letter from Randy Hayes, interim Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Public hearing to set county levy at 9:15. It's 9:15.
Calculation for the levy that we're required to do pursuant to the ballot language for general county revenue. I have the ballot language if you want to review it. So we're required to do an estimate of the sales tax, which I took the 2015